thank you so much for agreeing to do the interview. You're a former pupil of Glenlola Collegiate. So when did you start at Glenlola?
Yes, so I was at Glenlola from 1983 to 1990.
Okay. During your time, did you have a particular teacher who would have had an impact on you?
So I think one of the real things that I enjoyed about Glenlola was actually there were a lot of teachers that influenced me at different points in on my journey, which I think actually spoke a lot to the nature of the school and that they actually genuinely took an interest in you. One in particular, I was head of Hart House, so Mrs. Neville, Judy Neville, certainly would have been a key influence later on once I became head of house, because clearly, you know, I think for anybody that knew her, she was a wonderful lady, and sadly was at her funeral this summer. But it was wonderful to see that, you know, everybody wore purple and such wonderful stories about her. So she genuinely had a real concern and interest for all the young people that she worked with. But I mean, there were so many others. Mrs. Steele had a great influence on me in terms of taking up French and encouraging that aspect. And I went on at university to do an Erasmus course and have a year in France because of that love of the language. Mr. Russell on art, Mary Woolsey in maths, and would still see her around the beach. And then the force that was Miss Watton in the music department.
Yes.
So I think, you know, that in itself shows that I think there was a great, there was a richness in the teachers that were in the school at that time.
Very much, very much. Would there be a memory of Glenlola that stands out most for you?
For me, it was actually probably less about during term time. It was the school trips. I always loved the school trips. My father travelled a lot with his work and so didn't actually particularly want to go on foreign holidays in the summer. So as such, I always benefited on going the school trips. And it was nice because you got real quality time with all your friends. You got to know people from other year groups probably in a way that, when you're normally in school, you very much stick to your year group and certainly don't speak to anybody that's younger than you. So I think that was always nice. You got to know a lot of people across the school, and then that would have benefited you for the rest of the year in the school. One in particular, we went to Bregenz in Austria just after Bangor had twinned with Bregenz. So it was a very big deal. And we were genuinely treated like, you know, celebrities coming over, and got to meet the mayor, and we were taken to, you know, just lots of different events. And it was just wonderful to probably see and get to see places and do things that I think are probably a lot of young people nowadays get to go and do international trips quite often with their families. Mm-hmm. But certainly in the 80s, it wouldn't have been overly common to do that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, to go to the Schilthorn in Switzerland, to go to Nice in France, you know, all of those were just fantastic experiences.
Those were all trips that you went on?
All trips, every summer. And we also did a music trip to Switzerland with a boys' school in sixth form, which I think may have been the one and only time Glenlola went on a joint trip. It was because it was the choir, so the two choirs were singing together.
Is that when you sang in the revolving restaurant?
Indeed, there you go. That's famous. It's not an average thing to do,
very good. That's amazing. So would you say that your time has prepared you, your time in Glenlola has prepared you for life?
Yeah, I think it did in many ways, although I would say that probably the only thing is, and it's probably less about Glenlola, more about just growing up in Bangor, you then also realise at times we were sheltered from a lot of the realities of growing up in Northern Ireland in the 80s. So as you go out into that world of work and met people from very difficult, challenging backgrounds, I think that's one of the things that you maybe don't always have the understanding of. But I think that's less about the school, that's more about coming from an area like Bangor. Mm-hmm. And it's then realizing that you were very privileged to live somewhere, you know, like Glenlola or like Bangor. But I think that's also, I think Glenlola prepared you in a way that it wouldn't have made you feel that you were better than other people. I think it would have been something that you were fortunate, and a realization that you are fortunate and do have an appreciation for that. Mm-hmm. But I think it's about all those skills of, you know, I mentioned the likes of the music department, art, as well as all of your subjects and things. I think it's about that all the different skills that you need for life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just subject mm-hmm. content.
Very holistic.
Yeah. Yeah. I think for me, it always was a very holistic education. I know mm-hmm. certainly my mum, when I spoke to her about the choice of school, that was one of her reasons when we looked and chose Glenlola was for her, it was that holistic approach to education.
Lovely, thank you. Would you have a memory that still makes you laugh today?
It does. Yes, I do. And you've sorted it out because I've been in the school since. But when I was head of house in Hart House, our house colour was white. It became purple,
right.
Which is, I presume, why Miss Neville was so fond of purple. But when I was head of house, it was white, and white isn't a great colour, so it meant that my tie was white,
uh-huh.
and I actually forgot to wear my tie one day, and nobody noticed for the entirety of the day. And it was just like, yeah, I think just blended in, and you just kind of think, yeah, clearly having white as a colour. So I think it was more that sort of joy in sort of a lot of the competitive element of the house colours and all of that was good fun.
The house system,
yeah.
It becomes such fun for the girls.
Well, to be fair though, Hart had won the school competition for about 5 years at that point, so it was good but also quite pressurised because you didn't want to be the first one to lose it. But also I think so we would have had good fun with the likes of Clan Morris, who maybe hadn't won or got me or winning for several years. So
as head of house, did you win?
Oh yes, yes I did.
It was another
yes. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been invited back. I think so. Some other poor person at some point had to lose that crown.
Okay,
but yeah.
So, did you make friends at Glenlola that have turned out to be lifelong friends?
I did, and I went away to university in England, and then, as I say, I studied in France before I came back. So, unlike some people, I didn't necessarily go to university with my school friends. But when I came back, so some of them I would have stayed in touch with. But what I found, which was interesting, was then when I came back, and as you sort of progressed through your journey in life, as I became a mum and got involved in, you know, different things in the community, you met people who you knew from school who maybe you weren't actually mm-hmm. particularly close friends with at school, but then you really reconnected with. So I have good friends that I was good friends with at school, and I also now would have good friends who I was only sort of sociable with at mm-hmm. school, but not massively mm-hmm. good friends, who are actually much closer friends yes. now, because probably we have a level of shared history. But I think one of the things that was always nice, and certainly about our year group, I know it's not always typical, but certainly our year group, we weren't cliquey. We were genuinely all good friends with everybody across mm-hmm. the board. Okay. You maybe had mm-hmm. some that were closer than others, but mm-hmm. you genuinely would have connected with everybody.
Yeah, it's a sense of community.
Yeah.
Within, yeah, lovely.
Very much so.
So when you think of Glenlola, what comes to mind?
I think, you know, you said their sense of community, it's the friendships. I think the word is collegiate, and I think collegiate for Glenlola is genuinely a good word. It is about that community and building and supporting people around you. It never felt that it was about, you know, yes, you have to do your exam work and you have to do your subjects, but not at the expense of becoming and developing yourself as a better person.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people have been taking that good. Line and really do feel that.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, if you had the choice, would you rather be a pupil today or a pupil when you were in Glenlola?
So I can see pros and cons of both. I think you have done a fantastic job on the sports uniform now. Nobody liked the navy pants and the thick grey woolen hockey skirt. So, yeah, so when we see the sports kit now, we're like, yes,
that's
much
nice.
Better today. That's nice. However, generally, I mean, when we grew up, there was no social media. It was your own history and memories and whatever. And I do not envy the young people, and particularly the young girls nowadays. I think managing growing up and adolescence with the sort of in a digital world
mm-hmm.
is a lot more pressurized and probably distracts from being with the people they're with. When they're together, so I don't envy them that at all.
No, sadly.
Yeah.
Difficult question. Can you try and describe your time at Glenlola? Sorry, in 3 words.
So that is difficult, and I'm not good with being short on words. But yeah, I think it was about friendship,
mm-hmm.
And not just individual friendships, but you know, across the board and with mm-hmm. teachers. I would have seen it as caring. I genuinely felt people cared for me and supported me and learning, and probably in the same way, not just learning about subjects, but learning about yourself, learning about the world, mm-hmm. And your place in it. So, yeah.
Thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think it's wonderful that you're tracking the history, and I think, you know, the school, this is not my school physically, mm-hmm. and yet I still feel a great connection to Glenlola, so I think that's interesting to still feel connected to it without necessarily being in the same physical building. Okay. Because I do think it's important that we're in the heart of the town and the heart of the community. But you know, it's lovely to see the girls growing and maturing. So
lovely. Thank you so much.
Thank you.